Good morning, Susie. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Tom, and happy summer to you and Kelly. It's just fabulous weather we're having.
It is really good. And you know what, Susie? We're so lucky to be here on Maui. I keep reading story after story about heat and everything on the mainland. And I go, my God, give me those trade winds.
We sure got them. Everybody comes to Maui just for that, and that's why I moved here 12 years ago.
Now, Susie, I wanted to talk to you this morning about stand-up paddling. I know you are the diva of stand-up paddling. You're one of the originators here in Hawaii. At least I consider you to be a real pioneer in this. But I still think that people don't understand what are the health, the physical benefits of stand-up paddling. And I wonder if you could share with us some of those benefits this morning.
Oh, Tom, I'd be happy to. Well, thank you for your compliments. But yes, I like to, as we say, share the stoke of stand-up paddling and all the health benefits. So, boy, it's been a while now, and I'm just still getting the email and the pictures of people transforming not only their bodies, but their minds, their relationships, their families, and even the dog.
Now, wait a minute. I know you're going to go into some detail on this, but could we just jump right to the relationships part?
Exactly.
Is that happening?
Well, it's a sport that people can take up together no matter what your level of fitness is and no matter where you live. And, you know, you can do it on lakes, rivers, of course, the ocean. But it's bringing couples together. So now they have a sport they can do together. And it's really cool to see that. I like that about
it. So this kind of reminds me, like we could talk about stand-up paddling, kind of like that Cole Porter song, you know, bees do it. Birds do it. Birds do it. Bees do it. Even educated fleas do it.
I like it.
They all do stand-up paddling together.